and welcome to Bubbly Bibbly, the podcast about books and bubbles, literature and libations, authors and alcohol.
We love books great and bubbly.
And we are friends you will who support offer curated Bubbly Bibbly book today. Review
section on our website and a hilarious podcast. We discuss books, drinks, and stories from our lives. I'm Rachel.
And I am Carmen. Rachel and I love it when we hear from you listeners. There are several ways to reach out to us, and recently we received a couple of topic suggestions on one of our Facebook posts.
You're right. I think it was actually a post about the episode we did on Westerns, and we got two recommendations for topics in the comments of that post.
Yes, yes, yes. Danielle wanted to hear about self-help books, which I think is a great topic.
I saw that, and I could not help myself, and I found Danielle the perfect meme. You know, memes are my love language.
Oh, my God.
Which you made me stop for you.
Oh, you know, they're just so fucking irritating.
No, they're not. They're fabulous. I am a great memer. Anyway, also, Fran wanted to talk about where we read. So I think that's interesting, because does it matter where you read? Does it matter the noise level? I mean, I guess, is it personal preference? What do you guys think?
These are two great topics that we're going to uncover a little more this week.
So in this episode, we're talking about what you want us to talk about.
Is there a particular topic you'd like us to better explore? Even if it's a topic that we've covered and you think there is a deeper dive, let us know. You can tell us on our Instagram or Facebook pages, send us an email, or leave a comment on our website, or you can call our comment line on the Contact Us tab at the bottom page on the website. We try to make it super easy to hear from you.
I just finished Counterfeit by Kristen Chin. And this is a book that is from Reese's Book Club. This is the book that she had recommended to read this month. It's rather short. It's not the longest book. And it's written in kind of first person. So you're listening to her tell her story to a detective. And I'm just going to leave it there at that.
Oh.
Her name is Ava. So you listen to Ava tell her side of the story.
Did you finish
it? Oh, yeah. It's very good. And I think I would recommend, I would probably give it a 3.75 out of 5. Three stars out of 5.
Well, 3.75 is more toward 4
I know,
stars.
I don't think I would give it a 4, though.
Okay. Well. Maybe 3.6 then.
Or 3.5. I don't know. Yeah. It's good, but fun.
I'm finally starting to write reviews on Goodreads of the books that I've read in the last few months, and I really need to get them moved or copied over to Bubbly Bibbly, and I will do that, I promise. I just started a new one that was on my shelf by the author of Where Do You Go, Bernadette, who is Maria Simple.
I love that book.
The title of this one is Today Will Be Different.
Okay.
So I just started it last night, so I'm not really sure what the premise is, but I really loved her writing in Bernadette, so I'm pretty excited to read it.
So you got me thinking about peaches from last time, and it's my favorite, and
yes,
I found
girl.
Some good peaches. So I peeled mine, though, and I made my little peach. Peaches, what I do is I put it in my ninja and with some some sugar. So it's peaches and sugar. And then I put that with vodka.
Oh, yeah. So it's not a fuzzy navel. It's just a navel.
It's just a regular peach vodka, I guess. Yes.
Well, I'm drinking an Old Standby gin and tonic.
I just bought
a humongous bottle of Hendrix and a bag of limes. So
did you get it at Costco or Sam's?
Well, I buy all of my spirits at the ABC store because I'm a cheap ass cheapster, and you know they're like wholesale prices. And I don't buy anything less than, it's like, what's the biggest you've got if it has a handle?
Yeah.
I'm one of these people that when I walk into the liquor store, I get a cart.
Yeah. I love that.
Right. So here at Stone's Throw at my house, the drinks are a little strong and they're very citrusy.
Yay.
But it is the perfect drink for the 2 days of heat wave that we've had. 105, it feels like today.
Yikes. It's just been way too hot. And I've been out in it all day today. I told you I was in and out all day and doing nothing fun.
Mm-hmm. You know, I hate to sweat. And as a traditionally built woman, I am a sweater.
Me too.
So I read something on the internet about how somebody looked at their 50-year-old neighbor and she was outside in her bathing suit in a plastic pool with drinks all by herself. And that's the kind of life that I want to live. Yeah. So I'm thinking about going to the store and getting a small plastic wade pool and just sitting my fat ass in it all summer.
So get ready, Bubblies. Carmen and I are cooking up a new and exciting social media promo that includes you, books, selfies, cocktails, and us. Think Flat Stanley, but with Rachel and Carmen. Stay tuned for the details. We want you to know that we read every comment, post, and reply that you put on our social media pages and our website and all our posts that we have. We love hearing from you guys, and we want to thank you for commenting and encouraging the rest of you to join in.
Yes. And today we're going to take two of those posts and talk about them. So first, let's talk about Danielle's suggestion, self-help books.
And I should have looked this up, but my experience reading a self-help book is I actually read a book on how to deal with narcissism. And it was given to me by my good friend, Dawn. And she was one who first gave it to me. And she said, you're going to need help dealing with people in your family. So here is a good book for you to...
That was bold, Rachel.
Yes, but we were dealing with some family members for her as well. So
Okay. She
said, this is 100% what you need. Read this. And from there, I went down a narcissism rabbit hole. But... It was.
Did it educate you on how you should deal with me?
No, Carmen. No. I deal with you with love, kindness, and cocktails.
Well, you know, I am kidding. I don't want to make light of the fact that there is a narcissistic personality disorder,
right.
But I just did make fun of it, so I apologize to all of you who are narcissists.
They usually don't know they are, though, so.
And you probably don't think that I'm talking about you, so it really doesn't matter.
Exactly. I was going to say.
Oh, my God.
It's never about them, girl. Come on.
Well, is that the extent of your experience with self-help books?
No, actually, I also read a book on how to eat for IBS by Karen Van Voss. It's a really good book. It gives a lot of dietary ways to combat your IBS. And to this day, I still eat oatmeal for breakfast every morning because of her suggestions. So.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it's a really good book.
Well, I'm going to go down a totally different path here.
Okay.
I read a few titles by Harvey McKay in the late 1980s. Now, these were business books, and they were very motivating, and I'm in my early 20s and ambitious, and I remember one title was Swim with the Sharks Without Being Eaten Alive.
I love that.
And And I read that one, and then I followed that one up with his same, with the same author, Beware the Naked Man Who Offers You His Shirt. Now, you know I'm a sucker for titles, so do you love those or what?
Those are some good titles. They're really good, and it reminds me of Who Moved the Cheese? Who is that? Just Spencer. Oh my gosh. Who moved my cheese? Spencer Johnson. Oh my gosh.
You know, lately there have been a lot of business books that are very, very popular. Well, you know, basically I realized that these business books were motivating a lot like an Amway meeting is motivating.
And that analogy.
You know, and I think you have to be a certain age to know what I'm talking about. But basically, it's like being in the stands of a football game, and these books are the cheerleaders. Who can do it? We can. When can we do it? We can do it now.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not sure how much of it was actually practical and how much was personal testimony or how they stood the test of time. But I have a feeling that the scores on a couple of those would be pretty low.
I agree. I mean, think about it. I guess you could consider, what is that, Maria Kondo books on being tidy as self-help. Mm-hmm. The numbers of self-help books are exponentially increasing as we're talking about it right now.
You're right. And you know, thanks to Danielle, because I never really thought about this group of titles before, and it does seem like there's more than meets the eye here.
It's an interesting distinction to realize that self-help genre has sub-genres. Mm-hmm. Like there's business and parenthood, mental health, relationships, and like I said, just health in general. And I think the big question, regardless of the subject, is this. Do they make a difference?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I think that's what Danielle wanted us to get to. And when we come back, we will look at just that.
Are you feeling thirsty, Bubblies? Check out the cocktail page at bubblybibbly.com and find the perfect libation to quench that thirst. Don't forget to take a photo of your creation and post it to our social media pages using the hashtag #BubblyBibbly.
Scientific studies, Rachel, are pretty consistent on their feelings of whether or not self-help books really help. And their answer is kind of. Sometimes.
Well, that's pretty vague, but I guess it's rightfully so, because when you're talking about someone reaching for a book when they need help instead of reaching out to a professional, you're getting into some tricky waters. Yeah. For example, a therapist may recommend a book to you in addition to the treatment they're giving you, but probably not to just read the book and try it on your own.
Right, right. It's one thing to help someone get rid of clutter, but honestly, when you say that the person should look at the item and see if it sparks joy, I mean, really, if it doesn't get rid of it, I'm not sure that the trajectory of life's possessions should be presented in kind of a cut and dry way. So, you know, like if you're dealing with a hoarder, there is a lot more work through the stacks and stacks of item around the house other than does it give you joy?
Do you remember that book, What to Expect When You're Expecting?
Oh my God, we all had
that
it, Rachel.
That was so popular.
We all had it.
And it was lambasted by all the professionals.
Yes.
The book was great, and that it served to prepare you for like uncharted waters of parenthood, but it was also meant to be very generalized, in experiences. And we all know that every child is different, and there's nothing generalized about the experience.
Right, right, right. And I think if you read the book the way it was intended, which is kind of to help you not freak out at every sound and spurt and smell and secretion of your new baby. I mean, it gives you perspective and background and maybe a few tools to use.
That's the term for self-help books, tools. I think that's what a self-help book is. And I hope you're listening, Danielle. It's just one tool in the larger toolbox that we should all have for various reasons of pitfalls and trials and triumphs of life. You know, no one toolbox has just screwdrivers in it. Mm-hmm. And your arsenal of life, i.e. your library, should help you out in all those varied and diverse ways. You should always have a good toolbox, yes. i.e. a good library.
Yes, yes, yes. And you know, a toolbox can, for your life's issues, can be a friend, it can be a mentor, it can be a parent, it can be a self-help book, it can be a therapist, it can be a doctor. You need mm-hmm. all of those people to help you build a parenthood or help you build a life. And, you know, that's what making a toolbox is all about. So that's yes. absolutely right. Now with that, we move on to Fran's question of where do we read? And I found this very interesting because this is a very individual question.
Yes, just like the self-help question, there's no one answer. So I like to read in various places in my house, and I normally read in my bed before going to bed, or in the afternoons when John's not here, I read during my lunch, and then when I'm in the car, I have an audio going.
You know, I find it hard to read if I have a really short amount of time, unless the material is suited for that. And Rachel, I think you're going to find this amusing. For example, we all have seen the Reader's Digest next to the toilet at our mom and dad's house. Right?
Yes.
And that is perfect for bathroom reading. I love Humor in Uniform, Laughter is the Best Medicine, and the Daily Life pages.
I love that you know all that.
Yes. And if you have a little more to do during your bio break, number one or number two.
I see what you did there.
You can read one of the articles because they're only two or three pages. The Reader's Digest, the monthly publication, it coming out monthly, the schedule is freaking perfect.
Okay, so let's take a break from all the bio breaks and we'll come back to talk more. So you were talking about reading on the toilet, but not really. You were telling us it's hard for you to get into longer sources of material if you only have a few minutes.
Yeah. I really have trouble getting into a book, like if I'm standing in line at the bank. There's just not enough time for me to get back into the mindset of being part of the story.
Right. Well, I love that I have a Kindle on my phone and my iPad, and it came in handy today. I was at the doctor's office and I was back in the room for an hour and 20 minutes.
Oh my God. Did you finish a book?
I almost did.
Was it How Not to Kill Your Doctor when he's running an hour and 20 minutes fucking late?
I think I should have given him a self-help book on how to stay on schedule, but I digress. But that's why I love having my e-reader with me, because you can find, and Kindle has, like, you can see how long something is. So if, you know, you could read articles, you can download People Magazine or Reader's Digest. I don't know if it's still written. I don't know, but that way I can read all the time, and I love it on my iPad because I'll read at night before we go to bed. So we try and take at least 10 minutes. Yeah, that's my favorite place, is to read right before we go to bed.
So when you say that you had your Kindle or your iPad with you when you went to the doctor, do you keep it in your handbag?
Yes, it's on my phone.
Oh, my Kindle's it's on my phone. So
I always have my phone.
Yes.
But my iPad does fit in my purse, so
okay.
I just didn't have it with me today.
Well, the one good thing about me and reading is that I'm able to read and concentrate on my story, even if I'm in the middle of noise or there are other things going on. A lot of people I know have to have it quiet in order to read, and that is so not me.
I like it quiet. I'm a quiet girl. So like
but
if
do
I'm
you,
reading.
But do you have to have it quiet? Can you not read if you are at a restaurant?
No, I can read at a restaurant. And this is going to sound really weird. And this may be an ADHD thing, or it may be, I don't know, OCD. But I have to have a book if I'm going to be like at a restaurant to concentrate. I know if I'm eating and if it's noisy, I do better paying attention if it's like an actual book.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. It is so weird.
I'm going to have to unpack that with you sometime.
If I have my Kindle out and there's a lot of noise going on, I just get too distracted. I don't know why.
That's interesting. I'm going to have to unpack that with you a little bit. But you know, what if Fran means literally where we read. Like, mm-hmm. She wants to know if we read on the sofa or outside or at the beach. If you think about it, I really love where this question is going, and mm-hmm. I'm going to use my handbag book as an example.
I love your handbag book now.
Now, for those of you who don't know, I have a book that I keep in my handbag to read when I find myself able to get in a chapter or two, like you said, at a solitary lunch or as you did today at the doctor's office or something like that. It's usually a trade paperback because I don't buy mass market. And on the thinner side, because, you know, the lighter, the better. So right now, it's Passing by Nella Larsen. And the idea is that I only read it during those times. So it usually takes me a little longer to get through it. And that's okay, because that's kind of the whole point.
I'm laughing because I think of Mice and Men was John's handbag book when he traveled. I'll call it his carry-on book.
Now, how many copies, paperback copies of Mice and Men do you have in your home library?
Right now, after I've gotten rid of a few, we have three. I have three different ones.
Oh, that's funny.
Now, I think my favorite reading place in my house right now is in my living room. We have a nice, soft, comfy couch. It's not leather or anything. Mm-hmm. And it's a sectional with a corner. And I like to sit in the corner and put my feet up and have pillows around me. And it's got a great light over it. So I think that's my, like, if we're talking about, like, sofa outside, beach, you know, that's my favorite place to read. My next favorite is on the beach.
Okay, but let me ask you this, because now a couple of times you've said the bed.
Yeah, but that's like, I don't read that long when we're going to bed because I fall asleep.
Okay.
So usually we...
Do you have a book that is just for the bed, or do you take the book that you're reading?
I do. Right now,
Shut
I
up
do.
Right now. This is just now coming up.
I do, actually.
Damn it, Rachel.
I never even thought about it, but I do. And I'm not very far in it. It's called The Waking of the Leviathan, which is the
that
book.
That sounds good.
It is. It's the book version of Expanse, the TV series. So John read it, and he gave it to me. And it's a big old book, and I think I'm only like in the fifth chapter, because I can only read like 10 minutes.
And, okay, but wait a minute. Wait. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I'm going to have to unpack this with you. So
okay.
What I'm hearing is...
I'm weird. Yes.
No, you're not weird. I love this. And I'm doing this for Fran. This is for Fran.
I know. And I'm really sorry that I missed her when she came.
Okay, so listen.
Okay.
So you have a book that is specific to the bed.
Yes.
You have a book that is specific to the car.
That's my audio, yes.
And you have a book that is specific to your phone.
Yes.
They're all three different books.
Yeah, they are.
Do you have anything else? Is there a fourth book?
No. It might be a recipe cookbook in my kitchen, but this I'm getting specific recipes for it. But I usually have a cookbook in my kitchen.
But that's not something that you read.
No, but I do. Sometimes I do. My mom and I used to read through cookbooks together and find recipes. I don't know if that's not really reading. So let's don't count that. But yeah, I have three books at all times, I think, now at this point.
That is so interesting.
And
Fran
just gave me four books that I got to get to.
I did just give you four books, but they're yours. That when you read
them,
you pass them on. And
I will.
You know, maybe we'll put them in one of our
We should sign it and put it in the book
on
box.
The Patreon. Yeah, I like
That's a great idea.
Okay, so I guess when you think about it, I really want to be able to read everywhere. And I want to be able to read under any circumstance. Reading is such a part of me, and it really is part of who I am as a person, so that I want to always be able to pull out a book. I want my friends to always think of me when they see a book or or a book bag or a title that's interesting, or, you know, I want to be their friend who is the reader. And in that, the topics from Danielle and Fran, they come together for me. And I think all of this to say, to read is my ultimate self-help. And to do it anywhere is the ultimate gift.
Oh, that is so sweet. I love that. And I think for me, I agree with everything you said. I don't think that people look at me, though, and think that I'm a reader, because there's so many other aspects. Like,
well, maybe,
you for
you know,
sure.
Rachel, maybe you should get a half sleeve that goes over to your chest of books.
Now, girl, that is really enticing me. And then, you know, John's got his little tattoo going now, too.
Yeah.
But when I was reading over our little outline and you were saying, you know, to read is my ultimate self-help. And then I said ultimate gift. And I thought you were going to say, I'm the ultimate gift to those who know me. And I was
like. And we've come so full circle with the fucking narcissism. Rachel, you just, bitch.
You know how I like skip lines and read every other word. So when
Whatever.
I first read that, I thought,
you
no,
know, just
I,
just stop right now and play the sound of our cheering fans. And the sound of our cheering fans means it's time for Rachel to shut the fuck up.
Well, we want to hear from you, whether it's an email or a post on one of our social media sites or responding to a post on our website, or you can leave us a message. And I think Carmen's going to tell you how to do that.
That's right. You can click on the Leave a Message box under the Contact Us tab on our website, and you have 120 seconds to give us the business.
Let us know what you think of self-help books and which ones you have read and if they've had any impact on you.
And let us know where you read and how it affects the way you read.
These were great topics, and we want to thank Danielle and Fran. You guys are the best.
Yes, and let us know what you would like to hear us confabulate about, and check us out on social media and www.bubblybibbly.com.
And remember, David Bez in Reader's Digest shares this point with us. The definition of a perfectionist is someone who wants to go from point A to point A+.